Blog Talk Radio.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers. And
here he goes. To the 40, the 30, the 20. Touchdown, Chris.
Let me tell you what you want. Now make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What grill on the cracker later?
Freeze.
What's up, everybody? It is another Thursday night, another episode of the Simple Sports Wrap, only on Ship and Show Radio. Have an hour with you guys tonight, as usual. I don't know how long I'm going to go tonight, because I just realized, you know, I talk half my show about the NFL, but really isn't any NFL to talk about. I'm not going to keep, you know, milking the Super Bowl. That's been said. It is what it is. Nothing really out of the ordinary happened. But without further ado, let's just get on to my just some fresh topics. Obviously, all the big news about Lynn's sanity and Jeremy Lin. He's done just fantastic, 171 points and 64 assists in his first seven starts. 171 points, the most ever by any player in his first six starts. Just outstanding. You know, eventually. I mean, it's getting to the point where actually at my work, Sports Fanatic, we're actually going to get the jerseys in. I mean, this guy, I mean, it's just amazing how a guy can go from, he was on the roster. I mean, he wasn't just a sixth man or maybe played 10, 15. No, he didn't play at all. I mean, he didn't play. He was really actually on the verge of getting cut because they were going to add, I believe it was J.R. Smith had a conversation with a New Yorker earlier today. I was told already that he was going to be cut pretty soon, but he said because they're going to sign J.R. Smith, you can only have a certain amount of players on your team. And because of the injuries, they threw him in there, and he went from basically just about to be cut and not even having a job to where actually we're about to get his jersey in as Sports Fanatic. I mean, it's insane. Obviously it's insane. That's why his nickname's Lynn's Sanity, but just from a professional standpoint, it's just it's not over talked about because it's just, this is crazy. All the stars come from different places. It's not like every good player in the NBA, it was a top 10 draft pick. Never. There's always the exception. And, you know, I think the biggest part is the guy is from Harvard. You know, that means a lot because, let's face it, he's a smart guy. And to get where he is right now to where he was a month ago, it takes a smart guy to get there. You know, it doesn't just, don't just land there. When you're already at the highest level and you're getting denied, it's tough to get a spot and a chance. And he did get one, and he just took off with it. It's all about confidence. And I mean, ability means everything. But at that point, to be honest with you, you're already so good when you're in the NBA, and his confidence is really taken on the top. So you know, I'll probably talk a little more about him later. But the Knicks definitely have found a point guard. So good for him. Let's see what we got going on here. Derrick Rose still not playing due to back spasms. They were playing the Celtics tonight. They played the Celtics last weekend, and Celtics won that one. This game is in I believe it's at home for the South. They play the Bulls right now. It was played in Chicago. Chicago did win 89-80 without Rose. So it's that actually is an important game for the Heat, because if they would have lost that game and if the Heat would have won the last two, the Heat would have actually had the best record in the East going into the All-Star break, which would have meant that the coaching staff for the Heat would have actually gone to the All-Star game, not the Bulls. But, you know, whatever. It's not a huge deal. Enough players from the Heat are gone, so I can live with that. So Chicago does win, and they're going to have the best spot in the East going into the All-Star break. The rest of them. LeBron, I've been so busy lately. I heard about it, though, not when it happened. LeBron, I guess, stating on ESPN today that he said he wouldn't mind going back to Cleveland, or he doesn't rule it out. If somebody actually questioned me today about it, I think you believe he said, let me hear a Heat's opinion from a Heat's fan or whatever. I told him, I mean, just from what he told me, that, you know, I often wondered about LeBron. I mean, yeah, I'm not blinded by what he did to his old team. It's not really what he did to his old team. I mean, you know, come on, how many players, you know, decide to change? I think he paid his dues in Cleveland, and they never gave him a team to work around. But I think the fact that he kind of joined forces with two elite players. I mean, I was a Heat fan, so I mean, how is a Heat fan not gonna? I mean, if it happens to your team, you're not gonna be that's once in a lifetime. You're not, if that, you know, you're not gonna be mad about it. But obviously, you know, LeBron maybe took the easy ticket out, but at the same time. You know, I don't. I always thought, you know, would he decide to go back? Would he decide to change his mind? I mean, he signed a contract, so at this point, I don't know what he can really do to go back to Cleveland. Obviously, the fans in Cleveland were all upset with LeBron burning his jersey in the streets. A little absurd, I understand, but at the same time, I think most of that frustration was because of what he did as a player. Mixed in with obviously what it did to the city. Well, what are you supposed to do if you're LeBron? As far as staying at Cleveland, I don't blame him for moving. He was there for 7 years and 6 years, and who did he have? He didn't have anybody, you know? He had Antoine Jameson for maybe a year, but it didn't really make a difference, and he still almost got to the championship. But at that point, you know, you're getting old. Yeah, so he had to find a new place. And obviously, it's with the Heat. He thought, I know, and my basic thought about the whole situation was he just doesn't want any hard feelings for the Cleveland. Obviously, when a city like that does that to a player and treats him like that after everything that he gave him, your normal instinct as a player is to hate them back. But I think he was just trying to, you know, make some sort of peace with them. So I don't know. That's really my take on the whole situation. I don't see him going back. If he did, I don't see him going back. If he did, it would be after the you know, 5-6 years of the Heat anyways. But that's my take on that. Moving on, Gasol is in talks about being traded. Just checking it out right here. I don't know if they have an actual team. The trade deadline is March 10th, so less than a month away. And Pau Gasol says he admits he's not sure if his future lies in Los Angeles. Quotes, there's talks and rumors every day. Today I was reading it was Minnesota. It's really interesting in trying to put a good... Excuse me, guys. I'm halfway sick. No, I'm all right. He's interested in to put a good package together. Other teams are calling it, and seems like things are just waiting for the right offer to come along for the Lakers to pull the trigger. I don't know why they would trade him. I know money's an issue, but I don't really know anything about his contract. But I think the Lakers are okay. I think they have a good team. They, I think they're title contenders this year. They have a long shot sort of compared to other teams, but I mean, you have a dominant center like Bynum, with obviously Kobe feeling fresh, and then Gasol. I mean, you have three pretty solid players. I think, you know, just stay put and make a run with it, but we'll see what they do. With the Chris Paul trade, that actually was to the Lakers earlier and actually agreed by both teams, Stern stepped in and vetoed it, which I still don't agree with, even though I never agree with big market teams taking advantage of the players like the Yankees do and the Red Sox do and the Mets do. But, you know, to veto, I've never seen a veto before to say a player can't go there. I guess I understand, but I don't know. I mean, it seemed like they were trading a lot to get Chris Paul, so I don't know. I thought it should have been totally legit legal, but it is what it is. Let's talk about other news. I guess we could start talking about the NBA a little bit. Just really quick, only three games tonight for the NBA. Like I said, Chicago beating the Celtics 89-80. Quick on the box score here. For the Celtics, 18 points for Garnett, team high. Paul Pierce, 14. Jermaine O'Neal, 6 points. Ray Allen, 12. Rajon Rondo, 17. Garnett with a double-double. Sorry, I'm getting text messages here on the side. No outstanding night by really anybody. Checking out the Bulls. They said Derrick Rose not playing back. Luol Deng, Carlos Boozer, both putting in 23. Great night for both of them, actually. I like looking at this right now because on my fantasy team, I have Joakim Noah and Carlos Boozer both putting in tremendous games. Carlos Boozer, 23 points, 15 rebounds. Wow, no offensive rebounds for him. That's weird. 15 defensive rebounds for Carlos Boozer, 0 offensive rebounds. Still a good game for me, although offensive rebounds give me a lot more points, but not really complaining. Well, Deng, though, continuing to have success. He is in the All-Star game. 23 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. And then I also have Joakim Noah on my team. He had 15 points and 16 rebounds. And 8 offensive rebounds to go along with his 8 defensive rebounds. That's a pretty good game for him. Ronnie Brewer played 20 minutes, 0 points. And C.J. Watson was replacing Derrick Rose, had 11 points, 4 rebounds. So that's the game right there. The other games going on today, New Jersey at Indiana. Indiana winning 93-88. And the last game going on, which is on TNT right now, is Portland and the Clippers. Portland, I'll check the standings in a minute, but I know they're hovering around the A spot. Clippers obviously having a great year. Clippers 18-9 and Trailblazers 16-14. It's played at Portland. Portland at home 11-4. Clippers 7-6 on the road. So maybe favoring the Blazers here. But so far with in the first quarter. Try and check out the stats here. Nah, Blake Griffin already has 5.6 rebounds. Not bad. Man, but Nicholas Batum started up a hot start right now, 12 points and 3 rebounds. So we'll keep track on that game throughout the show. Might as well. And I already talked a little about Jeremy Lin. But he really has brought a spark to the Knicks. Again, I just think that there's too much retarded, stupid talk about him. I don't want to hear about how if he's an elite player. Obviously, we don't know that, you know. I mean, if you just look at the last 7 games, yeah, he is. I mean, he's had like 4 double-doubles. And I mean, obviously the big game was against LA. He had 38 points. I mean, he has been outstanding. But, you know, he's only missed seven games. But even at this point, I think we know he's definitely a good point guard. But, I mean, that's all. I mean, he's given the Knicks everything they need. They don't really need a scorer. They just need somebody who knows how to handle the ball, pass the ball. The guy's from Harvard. He knows how to play the game. It looks like he's solid. The Knicks, I think, are going to make some damage finally. If they can mix him in with the rest of the team. So that's going to be the challenge. But we'll see. They haven't had a good point guard in a while. So I definitely would look out for him. I know people are looking out for him already, but I didn't think they were going to be a huge threat. They just don't seem like they have it clicking. So we'll see how that turns out. Let's move on to the standings right now in the NBA. Check it out right here. I'm going to go to the conference standings here. In the Eastern Conference, Chicago still at number one, 25-7. Miami right behind them, 23-7. So the same in the loss column. So it is honestly, even though that the Chicago is a game up, the conference is still in Miami's possession. If they both win all the rest of their games, Miami controls their own destiny because the worst they could do is tie them, and Miami's beat them twice this year. So Miami technically has the upper hand there. I think Philadelphia is still hanging strong right there, 20-10, four games back. The Chicago, Atlanta now is in the fourth spot. I think last week Indiana was in the fourth spot. This week Atlanta takes over 19-11. Tied with them is Orlando at the number fifth spot. Orlando was 19-11 as well. And then Indiana drops number six. They're a game back from those two, 18-12. Boston and New York now are in the playoffs at this point. 15-14 for Boston and 15-15 for New York. Obviously the big news here. The Knicks 7 in a row. And, yeah, 7 in a row, 7 started games by Jeremy Lin. Really can't say enough about that. Three teams, see Chicago, Miami, and New York, both are 8-2 in the last 10 games. Miami on a 4-game winning streak themselves. And the lonely Charlotte Bobcats, 16-game losing streak. And, yeah. Pretty bad. They are 3-26. Looking up, Milwaukee 12-17. They're 2.5 back from New York. Cleveland in the same boat, 2.5 back as well. Looking at the Western Conference, no surprise. OKC still leading the way, 22-7. San Antonio right behind them, game and a half. I think they've won 9 in a row. So this is very, very interesting. I think there's a few teams here that are just interesting. San Antonio, watch them. I put them in the same boat as everybody else that was old because they are, but playing well without Manu. Now they got Manu back. 13-1 at home. They're doing outstanding. I don't know. I mean, they're playing this well. They obviously have a chance at the title, and I had no idea that they would have this kind of success. So, like I said at the beginning, I think the 66 games, if it's going to benefit anybody, it's the older teams because they play less, you know? They play more in because, you know, it's compacted games. You play more games in a week, but overall, you play less games. So, we'll look into that. LA, like I said, doing well. 3 games back from Oklahoma City. They're 18-9. Dallas, 19-11. The Lakers are now the fifth spot. They're 5 back from Oklahoma City. They're 17-12. Houston hanging tough. The 17-13. Denver 17-13 as well. And holding down number 8 spot is Portland, 16-14. Tie with Portland in the 9th spot is Memphis at 16-14. Utah game back at 14-14. And then the team I've had my eye on all year is Minnesota. They're 14-16, 2 games back from the 8th spot. Golden State, 3 games back, and Phoenix is 4 games back. And the lonely team in the West would be New Orleans at 6-23. So Charlotte, New Orleans, very, very lonely teams. And man, it is, I should really, like, I have a drink next to me, but it's really hard to take a sip while you're, but you know, it's a good thing to play right here. To be fair, I didn't chug anything, but have a little drink next to me. And let's move on. Kind of want to talk about the All-Star game a little bit. And yeah, man, I knew that they were released because I worked at my work at Sports Fanatic. There's what, 5 TVs there. It's constantly usually on ESPN. So I hear a lot of things. I don't really have time to watch everything, but what I found out, where to go. Dang. I was totally on a roll here. Nah, it's okay. I get it back in 2 seconds. And here it is. All right. I have, well, we all know it's a perfect website to go to. I normally have so much trouble finding this. Just to regroup, starters for the East, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and Dwight Howard. For the West, Chris Paul, Kobe Bryant, Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, and Andrew Bynum. I don't know about, you don't really watch for matchups, but definitely Andrew Bynum, Dwight Howard. I think they're two dominant centers in the NBA, which is why I think LA has a chance. But more importantly, look at the West, four teams from LA, and then Kevin Durant. I mean, it's just, it's going to be an exciting game to watch. And yes, wow, it's going to be interesting because I promise I wouldn't talk about it because it's not sports related, but I found a way to tie it in. Next week, my college, FIU, down in Miami, Biscayne Bay campus, School of Hospitality, are in charge of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. If you haven't heard about it, look at it. It's cool. Full of all the Food Network chefs. It's all for charity. It's all for our school. I've been busy putting it together with all my coordinators at FIU. It's really fun. It's going to bring a lot of money in. And that weekend, which is next weekend, is also the same weekend as All-Star Saturday night. So next weekend will be full of stuff for me to do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it, though. My event is specifically that I'm working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so it kind of says that I will, but I don't know if I'm going to have time to watch it, but I really hope so. So all this festivities is happening next weekend. All-Star Saturday night is on Saturday night, and then the All-Star game will be on Sunday. So that should be fun. Trying to... What is O? Russell Westbrook. Very confusing. Well, I was trying to see. They kind of. What is this? I don't understand. Well, they have the bench for the West. They do. Eastern bench. Just to give you guys an update, was Joe Johnson, Andre Iguodala, Deron Williams, Roy Hibbert, Luol Deng, Paul Pierce, Chris Bosh. Not that Luol Deng isn't a great player. I was a little shocked to see him on the roster, but then I got to see him play tonight at work. And, pretty good. Good for him. I got to talk last week. Some notable people had a long streak in the All-Star game. Kevin Garnett, one of them. I think he had like 13 years in a row. So he's not in the All-Star game. Mario Stoudemire not going either. So just interesting. The West reserves look like Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Dirk Nowitzki, Marc Gasol, Steve Nash, Tony Parker, LaMarcus Aldridge. A couple interesting things about this. Was it Tim Duncan? I think he had like 12 or 13 in a row as well. I think they had 14. And he's not going this year. Marc Gasol going instead of his brother, Pau Gasol, for the Lakers. So that's cool. The Grizzlies get a player in there. Now, this is the fun part. which kind of just, I don't know. I don't know what I mean myself with the NBA. To be honest with you, they got to be more strict about this. The All-Star game needs to be so much more important and fun. I'm going to enjoy it, but wow. Like, and if you look at the old times, you had, Michael Jordan, Dr. J, all these players, Vince Carter. I mean, all these guys run the dunk contest. And now it's so bad that I don't know who these players really are, to be honest with you. I mean, here's the NBA slam dunk contest participants. Wait. Before I do that, I have three amazing dunks by LeBron James for you. I know, it's a little treat, but here it is, my top three. Let's say top three of the recent dunks by LeBron. Kicking off number three.
He didn't have big scoring options. Hamilton way off that time. LeBron James tips it to Chalmers. Chalmers comes up with a three-on-one. Wade alley-oop throws it down. You could see that developing as they went down the floor.
Totally forgot I had these top three plays for you. I was going to mix them with the NBA, the next turn up with the All-Star game. Then I said the word dunk, and I was like, you know what? Have some top three plays for you guys. Here's number three.
Stoudemire drives down a lane, stripped by Wade. Wade coming, looking to push. Alley-oop to James. A great pass and an even better finish.
All right, this isn't the top three alley-oop from Wade to LeBron dunks. This one is an alley-oop, but again, LeBron James, here's my top play of the past few weeks for LeBron.
Well, trying to.
Hamilton misses. James, quick outlet to Wade.
And they should be able to run more as James finishes emphatically. Chicago should be able to run more, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Listening to Jeff Van Gundy talk about how cool that play was is not as good as watching it, but do what it can. So I thought that was fun. Anyways, hope you enjoyed. I want to say one thing, though. I did say last week that I was going to have top three commercials, and I realized, honestly, halfway through the week, it was just kind of stupid. I didn't know how excited I was going to be. I mean, you could hear a play and kind of get the crowd and hear it and announcers and kind of feel it, but I didn't know how effective this was even going to be. So I didn't have a top three commercials for you. But I do have four plays. I still have all these plays just ready to play on here. What did I have? Here's my top two plays from last week. I know I'm throwing you guys a little Valentine's week treat here, but here's my top. Here's what I had last week, my top two plays.
Inside the arc for that shot. 35-23 Miami. Turnover, return. James Wiseman just intercepted that pass intended for Jackson. Too bad, too, because that would have been a bucks.
That's so funny. I'm sorry. And it'll be another play by LeBron. I like other players. Sorry. He's just been having a good year. A lot of dunks. Dunks are really fun to put on these things. Here's number one play of last week.
It's a physical game. Unreal! A monster jam by Blake Griffin.
Haha, yes. It was Blake Griffin. And that's got to be the best dunk of all time, honestly. That was just ridiculous. How was NFL plays, but I don't know, man. I might, you know what? I was thinking about what I'm going to do for the other half of the show. I still have some hockey to talk about. And I think I'll play some fun plays in the NFL. It's not like I'm holding on to it. I can let it go, but it's also fun. And I have them here for you. Might as well just play a few. But first, there's just something that I got to do.
Get
two reasons why I play that song so long. One, and usually the most important reason, is I never have a stat ready. So I'm like, I can actually play that song for 4 minutes and 14 seconds and just look on the internet for a stat. But I have a stat for you guys tonight. It's in Man of Today. Let's see. I said it earlier, but it's such a fantastic stat. That is Jeremy Lin. Most points ever for a player in his first six starts. 161 points. Six starts, 161 points. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, not only is he leading his team to all these wins, but he's even giving assists, which is the most important thing. Crazy, crazy. I know I was kind of shying away from Tebow a little bit. Because to be fair, I'm here to teach you. I'm not teach you, but I'm here to fill you in on sports. If you don't know about Jeremy Lin already, then you haven't been watching anything. I assume you all are watching at least an hour of SportsCenter a day. Important, guys. I know you're supposed to drink, eight glasses of water a day. You're supposed to watch at least an hour of SportsCenter. It's good for you guys. Nah, I'm just kidding. But I figured you guys have all heard of him. Tebow was the exception. I know that everybody heard about him and what he's been doing. Especially when he did it once a week and he had all week to talk about him. So I didn't talk too much about Tebow. But, you know, it is sports and it is amazing. So it's hard not to talk about him. And it wouldn't be a sports show if I didn't. So I hope I didn't go too much about Lin today, but this is crazy. And I think the fun part now is to see what happens, you know. There's numerous reasons why he could be playing this good. One, he could be a good player. Two, he could just be on a hot streak, which would seem kind of random for a player that never plays to be on a hot streak. Obviously, he's getting time to play, so it's really hard to even depict what that even means. And then three, it could just be the defense really hasn't caught up to him, which I know it will. But like I said, he's a smart guy. He's going to get better. So even when the defense locks in a little bit more, the guy's a passer, you know? You can't if he's going to just get better and better. So he has, I mean, the fun part is he's playing great, but he's going to get even better, you know, and that's the truth. He's going to read defenses better as the defense reads him. So it should be fun. Keep an eye on him. It's a great story. So definitely keep an eye on him. And what was I talking about? I am milking it pretty good today, huh? Nah. Let's talk about the All-Star game. I was talking about the starters and the reserves. Now that's when I started rampaging and decided to vent by playing four LeBron dunks. Somebody thought I was kidding the other day when I said Blake Griffin don't want to be in the dunk contest. It's just sad. I mean, if I had to pick the dunk contest contestants, it would look something like probably Dwight Howard, J.R. Smith, Blake Griffin, and LeBron James. I think that would be a fantastic dunk contest. But sadly, we are left with these four players: Chase Buttinger, Paul George, Ian Shumpert, and Derek Williams. I'm not saying that, first of all, Chase Buttinger is got to be the whitest guy I've seen. And apparently he's playing, I don't know. I'm so confused with this whole ordeal. Upset a little bit. I mean, it's such a, I know the All-Star game is about to be about fun, but there's got to be some. I mean, you look at the MLB, which I love baseball more than any other sport. I love all three sports, but I love baseball. I've always thought it was kind of weird that every park had their own dimensions, and it was kind of weird, but in a way, it's cool. I mean, they have so much history. And then on the All-Star game, it means something. And I understand the NBA doesn't mean anything, but really, these four guys, I'm not even saying a couple of these guys aren't really good dunkers, but this used to be the best dunkers in the world playing each other. And it used to be, that used to add such a great effect to the whole experience and watching it, but we're left with these four guys, so that's what it is. I don't know. I do know that a lot of players back down. I promise you that they definitely reach out to some of these guys, but either they're not being hard enough on them, or they're just, I don't know, the players are just not wanting to participate. two reasons I think that. One, yeah, they could get hurt. Another one I think, which I really don't understand, is possibly they want their mind and everybody to think that their mind is on the championship, not on a dunk contest. Which, honestly, both are kind of stupid and ridiculous. I don't know. I think probably just injuries, maybe, but... I mean, it's a couple dunks. Come on. Seriously. How often do you really get to do this? But that's what we're left with. Deal with it. That's all you can do. So, I don't... They have a little thing down here. Who will win the dunk contest? I don't know. I'll pick Derek Williams, only because I saw him play for Arizona State. I don't know. Maybe that'll... Anyways. Let's move on to... Oh, this is the Rising Star Challenge. So it looks like... I'm sorry. This is the rookies versus sophomores. I guess Team Shaq is the... Trying to see. Yeah, okay. Sophomores, I guess, are run by Shaq. I guess all these players are sophomores. No, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I'm confused. Well, Team Shaq... Oh, okay. I'm learning stuff as I go along here. It says, after 12 years with the rookies versus sophomores formula, NBA has decided to make a new fresh start for the rookie challenge. The most important change is how the teams are put together. So, they're playing together. So, interesting. Okay. I guess it's still going to be rookies and sophomores, but looks like they are all playing together. So instead of the rookies versus sophomores, which I had no problem with, it's going to be rookies and sophomores, but all mixed together. So look at this. Team Shaq, here's his team. They actually had a draft. They had a draft. This is funny. All right, well, they said they had a draft pool, and Jeremy Lin and Norris Cole were landed really, really late. They said a few minutes before the draft started. So they had this pool of rookies and sophomores. It's like Shaq and Charles Barkley drafted and picked their own players. So Shaq won the coin toss and went with Blake Griffin in the first round. Charles picked Kyrie Irving. Then in the second pick, Shaq picked Jeremy Lin. And then Charles picked DeMarcus Cousins. Third pick, Shaq went with Ricky Rubio. And Charles went with Paul George. Shaq went with the fourth pick is Greg Monroe. And Chuck picked Derek Williams. Fifth pick, Shaq went with Markieff Morris. And Chuck picked John Wall. Sixth pick, Shaq went with Kemba Walker. And Chuck with Marshawn Brooks. Then the seventh pick, Shaq with Landry Fields. And Chuck went with Gordon Hayward. Eighth pick, Shaq, Norris Cole, Chuck, Taigo Splitter. Ninth pick, Shaq, Brandon Knight, Chuck, Kawhi Leonard. And in the tenth pick, Shaq with Tristan Thompson. And Evan Turner went to Team Chuck. So that's how it looks like. For all you Heat fans, Norris Cole is in the rookie challenge. It always used to be rookies or sophomores, and it looks like it's going to be mixed. I like it because it's new and fresh. It is new and fresh. I hope they don't do this every year because it's cooler to see a rookie versus sophomore game. I think it's funny because Shaq and Chuck are on NBA TNT, and it's such a banter, and it's funny, and it's cool to see them battle it out here, and test their IQs on picking players. So I'm liking the team. It's going to be it's cool because it's full of young, energetic guys. So that should be really fun. So that's your Rising Star rookie sophomore. And the one I'm most proud of, it looks like it is, the three-point contest. And it is not eight players like I thought it was. It was six players. And it is like this. Wow, I just saw Kevin Love's name on the bottom. Kevin Love, Anthony Morrow, James Jones, Joe Johnson, Mario Chalmers, and Ryan Anderson. This is going to be fun. I know it's all it is shooting threes, but they put the right players in here. I think they probably should have put in Ray Allen, but I like the players they have here. Mario Chalmers is an interesting put here. I mean, James Jones is the returning champ from the Heat, so he's going. Joe Johnson, no question. Ryan Anderson, great pick. He's been a great for the Magic this year. Mario's a great three-point shooter. I mean, I'm not saying he's not worthy of being here. So for me, it'll be fun. Anthony Morrow, doing great. Kevin Love, though, this is going to be fun. Really, really fun. Gotta love Kevin Love. He is just the anchor for that team, and he's been in threes. And interesting about James Jones, winning the three-point contest last year, since Mike Miller returned for the team, he really hasn't got that much playing time. So it's nice to see him getting still his recognition by the NBA. So it would be nice to root for James Jones. I hope he wins. I feel like he's not getting enough playing time right now, and I don't know why. There's another vote here. I wonder if they'll tell me the percentages. Ah, they do. I clicked James Jones, and he is not. It says Ryan Anderson has a set 24% chance of voting. Kevin Love, 22%. Mario, 21%. So that's how everybody's picking. Very, very interesting. That's pretty much it for the All-Star. Ah, man, they have the skills, don't they? I'm trying to see what this is. There is the skills competition, but maybe they haven't put it together yet. It's not on the list. That'll be on the point guards. D-Wade's won a couple. Derrick Rose, I don't know, he'll play, probably play. They have a skills competition. It should be probably Ricky Rubio. Maybe they put Jeremy Lin in there, I don't know. Steve Nash, maybe. See how that turns out. But I'm actually doing good today, about 15 minutes left. And it's a good time to just really quickly go into the hockey. I do like hockey. I'm just not a huge, huge fan, but I like the sport. And I would talk about it if I knew what was going on, but definitely want to get into my standings. Ooh, I'm liking it here. I like it. Let me see this real quick. Yes, very nice. I've been following the Panthers, and it does look like they have a four-point lead in the division. That is the entire focus for the Panthers right now, is winning that division. And I got to check this. I don't know. They go by points in hockey. So if it says I want to know. I want to see how many games they play in a year, so I know how many I want to see how many games they have left in hockey. I want to see when this whole season is over. Really quick. We got the schedule here. All right, let's see what it looks like. All right. There's still quite a few games left. Okay, they have won their last two games. Good for them. They play the Capitals tomorrow, followed by the Ducks on Sunday. So they have six games left in this month. Plus under six, that's 12, plus four. Yeah, they have about 25 games left. But they have a nice little lead here. They got a lot to go. But let's move back in to the actual standings for hockey. And going into the conference here, look at the Eastern Conference. It is the Rangers at 79 points at number one. Boston, 7 points behind at 72 points. And then Florida hanging in there at the number three spot. Like I said before, top three spots are represented by the three division winners. Even though Florida has probably the, looking at it here, they have the seventh best record in the Eastern Conference, but they get the third spot because they are winning the division. Flyers at 71 points at number four. Pittsburgh Penguins, 69. At number five, the New Jersey Devils at number six with 68 points. Ottawa at number seven with 68 points. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, 64 points. Capitals are the ones that could possibly knock off Florida, but they're, you see that they're the second team in that division, but they're not even in the playoffs. So very important for the Panthers to keep that. Washington is three games back from the eighth spot. Winnipeg is four. Looking at the West, Detroit, 80 points, leading the Western Conference and the NHL. Vancouver, 78 points at number two. San Jose, number three, 69 points for them. And St. Louis Blues having a great year, but they're number four at 77 points. Nashville, 72 points. Chicago Blackhawks, 67 points. At number seven, the Kings, 65 points. And the Coyotes at 63. Tied with the Coyotes are the Calgary Flames, also with 63, but they don't have a tiebreaker. They're in the number nine spot. And Dallas Stars, two points back. Colorado Avalanche, three points. It's the only sport that goes by points, not games. It's cool, though. Okay? The reason they go by points is because there's so many different ways. They get partial. I mean, you win or you lose, it's 1-1, but there's so many shootouts in hockey. There's so many tie games. So different points are assessed. It's cool. I like it. It's more efficient, I think. And, all right, so that's your hockey standings, like I said. The season ends like six games into April, so you have a whole month of March to go, plus the rest of this month. So see what happens. Definitely still following the Panthers. I want to see them make the playoffs, especially that third seed would be great. But moving on, I have about 12 minutes left. Really quickly, I guess I'll just get into my top play of the week. It's hard. Honestly, I like having three games, three plays a week, but with the NFL not being around, it's not easy. But enough of the excuses. Here's my top play. Let's try to figure out where I put it. I know that sounds stupid, right? And it is... No, that's not it. Is it?
Mike D'Antoni won't call timeout and let the Raptors set up their D. The crowd on its feet here at the Air Canada Center. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown! And the Knicks take the lead! Amazing here at the Air Canada Center. Of a second remaining. Lynn's sanity continues.
And the Raptors can't even leave their luck. They had the Lakers down. Kobe with the dagger. And now Lynn pulverizing them straight on with the hoop. Jeremy Lynn with a clutch three-pointer. He's now.
So, yep, that is Jeremy Lynn, and definitely awesome because first week he was doing it because he was scoring a lot of points, but and now that was just more of a clutch thing. I mean, he's not even so much talk about everything. I mean, obviously, I was still giving Carmelo the ball, but definitely it's good to have a guy like him on there. And with that, honestly, I guess I'll just break it down real quick. The South Florida sports update. Let's move into my South Florida teams going on right here. Really quick, Actually, before I get to that, let's get into my quickly college, whatever I am. I'm looking at my college basketball rankings right now just to finish it off. Because to be honest with you, I can't watch every sport. There's so many, and I'm not making any excuses, but I just don't really follow college that much. But as of right now, this looks like this. Kentucky, there is, by the way, no more undefeated teams. Murray State was the last one to go. They are 24-1, and just like that, they're already 16th place. So strength of schedule, not helping them out. But moving on, Kentucky, 25-1. They're number one. Syracuse, also 25-1. Kentucky getting 63 of the 65 first-place votes. Missouri, 23-2. Kansas, 20-5. Duke at 21-4. Those are your top five teams. Ohio State at number six, 21-4. Michigan State, 20-5. North Carolina, 21-4. Baylor, 21-4. And at number 10, it's Georgetown at 19-5. Notable teams, UNLV, doing very well this year. They're 22-4 in the 11th spot. San Diego State, 20-4. For your Florida teams, looking like Florida at 19-6. Florida State still in the top 25 at 17-7. And no more crazy new. Well, Wichita State is in the top 25. Wow, that's interesting. They don't have a 25. They have two teams tied at the 24th spot. I just thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, Gonzaga and Wichita State are tied. Gonzaga 20-4, Wichita State 22-4. So interesting there. Not too many teams. I mean, you have, I don't know, man. The bracket has always been 64 teams, which kind of, 65, because then you had one play-in game of like the two worst teams. There's so many conferences, and the winner of each conference, they go to the big dance no matter what. So many conferences. So when you honestly take 64 and minus all the conferences, you really only have maybe 30 spots left. So it's important to put in a good resume when you're trying to get in here. Strength of schedule means a lot. So for these teams like Murray State, who I assume will be there, I mean, yeah, I also assume they're going to win their conference, but if they don't, then they're going to rely on the experts to pick them and put them in there. So that's coming up soon. Obviously, March Madness. March is in a couple weeks. Every team plays around 30 games, so it's getting there. I do enjoy March Madness and filling out brackets. I just don't know how confident I'm really going to be. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's always fun. And just really quick, I guess, just to finish up my South Florida sports update, the Heat, like I said, doing good. They're not going to be the best team in the East going into the All-Star break, but obviously the big three going to the All-Star game. Two of their also James Jones and Mario Chalmers are going to the three-point contest, which is going to be fun. I'm not sure if we're going to see one of our players in the skills contest. Also, Norris Cole going to the rookie challenge, so that should be fun as well. Make sure to cheer on your Miami boys. And so a couple games left before that all goes down. Marlins, no new big news on them. I did learn, actually, have it right here. No. I actually have the official Marlins schedule on me. I was given it to by a fan. Yeah, here it is. A guy actually walked into work today. An old couple. They had just gone golfing with the Marlins, so that's kind of cool. And they have season tickets and all that stuff, so that's kind of cool. I was confused about a couple of things. Just to clear a couple of things up, they are playing the Yankees this year, but it will not be during the regular season. They're playing the Yankees two games in exhibition, so right before they open up against the Cardinals on April 4th, they would be playing the Yankees the 1st and the 2nd of April. Spring training does officially start March 5th, first the Cardinals. So they open up the regular season and spring training, both against the world champion Cardinals. So that's cool. Finish out the season on a massive division run. The last four of the five series they have is the Braves, Mets, Braves, Phillies, and Mets. So that could be, I'm just looking at the schedule here, giving you guys a little update of what you guys will be looking forward to this year. We do play Boston, though, twice. One home series, one away series. So that should definitely be fun. So definitely fun to look at. One other thing, just really quick, I said it before, baseball now has 15 teams in each league, not 16 or 14 like there was last year after the Astros are now not in the National League. They are in the American League. There will be an odd number in each league, so they can't – normally they just play each other in the leagues, but now there's an odd number. So instead of – I mean, they do have interleague play, which will be the majority of the AL versus NL. There's going to have to be at least one matchup per day, so that'll be fun. Really quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Talia Brennan, and one of the finest student apprentices of FIU's ever seen. Looking forward to the festival, and wouldn't have been done without her. Can't give a shout-out to her without giving a shout-out to Vanessa and Richard Lopez, definitely putting this thing together. So that's all happening next week. I told you I had the All-Star Weekend, and it has Sobe Fest, so that should be fun. And with that, my final thought is this. My final thought is I want to talk about Jeremy Lin, but it's going to be the Miami Heat. My final thought, honestly, they're playing great. They struggled a little bit this year. I don't know if it's the pressure because there's still everybody coming into this year, even, I mean, obviously me, but just with the fact that they almost won it last year. Now the team that beat them, the Mavericks, aren't playing that great. You know, we all thought it was their year. I know the Bulls are doing great this year, but to be honest with you, the Heat have played just outstanding versus the Bulls this year. So I don't think they have a chance. The Heat, they haven't really had the first spot all year. It's been the Bulls, but the Heat are playing outstanding. And they're not going to have the best seed in the East going into the All-Star break, like I mentioned, but there's still a whole second half to go. Look for the Heat to really put on a clinic. They have no other choice but to have fun. You're going to see them having fun in the All-Star game. But I believe when it's over and they come back in the second half, it's going to be nothing but business. So we'll see what happens. And just really quick, I really want to have a show. I don't want to promise anything. It might be tough. Like I said, next Thursday will be obviously another edition of the Sumo Sports Fan at 11 o'clock. I should be free, but at the same time, I'm going to be all in the middle of Sobe Fest. So I don't know how it may not be a crazy day. So if I decide to have – I might put on another show midweek, maybe Monday or something, and I'll rebroadcast it on Thursday for you guys. I'm going to do my best to have something fun for you guys to listen to for Thursday night. So that's my goal. But if for some weird reason nothing happens, either way, I want to take a shout-out to my my Miami Heat players, six players, like I said, Cole, Mario Chalmers, James Jones, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh all represent the Heat. So good luck to them. And with that, let's say goodnight. And it worked out all right. I think it's not too hard to go an hour without talking about football, which I'm used to. So I'm getting used to it. I'm sorry there's no more Sunbelt NFL pregame show. It's kind of a thing you had to have football for, right? So, but I'm still going to keep the Sunbelt Sports Wrap going. I've been getting a lot of views, a lot of listeners lately, and that's all I really want. You know, I'm not just trying to talk to dead air. I want to talk sports, and hopefully you guys are, you know, enjoying my talk. And I'm going to keep it going, so tune in next week. Hopefully I'll have something for you guys on Thursday. My percentage is like 95%. I'll have something going on for you guys next Thursday. I'm not sure about the Dread of Sports Talk. I'm not sure if it's still going on Tuesday nights, but if there is something going on, check it out Tuesday nights. They should have Ship to Show Radio and Dread of Sports Talk. We'll see what happens. But with that, I'm going to say good night. And I'll see you guys next weekend. Thank you.